from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, June 28th. Norwegian Sun had to alter its Alaska itinerary after the ship hit an iceberg Saturday while it was headed to Hubbard Glacier. In a statement, the cruise line said, quote, "While transitioning to Hubbard Glacier in Alaska, Norwegian Sun was engulfed by dense fog, limited visibility, and resulting in the ship making contact with a growler. For reference, a growler is a small iceberg around the size of a truck or grand piano. Following the incident, the ship skipped a scheduled call in Skagway and went to Juneau, where the Coast Guard did a damage assessment. Late Monday evening, Norwegian announced that it has decided to shorten the current voyage, and Sun is now heading back to Seattle at a reduced speed, where it'll arrive on Thursday. Passengers will receive a full refund as well as a 100% future cruise credit. And Carnival Cruise Line has launched a new limited-time burger at its popular poolside eatery, Guy's Burger Joint. The Thunderstruck Nacho Burger, created with celebrity chef Guy Fieri, includes nacho seasoning, tortilla strips, fried jalapenos, pico de gallo, and donkey sauce. The line is also launching fully loaded Thunder Tots at another Fieri venue, Guy's Pig and Anchor Barbecue Smokehouse Brewhouse. Carnival first partnered with Fieri in 2011 when it launched Guy's Burger Joint on Carnival Liberty. Since then, the venue has been added to every ship in the fleet. They are sure getting some mileage out of that Thunderstruck campaign. Good for them. And seven anglers were extremely lucky over the weekend after being caught in a bad storm. They were 100 miles off the coast of Clearwater fishing in a tournament when lightning struck their 39-foot boat. Wow, this footage here, courtesy of the U.S. Coast Guard. After lightning struck the boat, the captain activated the vessel's emergency positioning beacon, which led a Coast Guard Jayhawk helicopter to their location. The two men and five women on board were hoisted onto the helicopter and brought back to Clearwater, Florida, where they were met by their family. Thankfully, no one was injured. That's a wild video, though. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 2.8%, 10.55%. Royal Caribbean down 3.4%, 40.33%. And Norwegian down 2.7%, 12.87%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.